This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
So the dua that we're going to take today, and that you're going to learn, inshallah, maybe it's going to take us 3 or 4 minutes. It's not a long dua. It's a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it comes in Sahih Muslim. And there are 4 things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to ask for. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. So we're going to learn this dua. We're going to stop at each word, find out what it means, and then you're going to memorize it, inshallah. So you know that most of the dua that come in the Quran start off with Rabbana. When you read the Quran, most of the dua starts off with Rabbana. Like for what? Like example what? Like that one. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. This, in fact, though Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he served him from the time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina. And he has a beautiful story. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never asked him, "Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that?" Never. Just the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam with his servant who was a young boy at the time. Anyway, he says that the du'a that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make the most was, "Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana." Oh Allah, give us the good of this life, the good of the hereafter. Save us from the punishment of the fire. What's another dua that you memorize from the Quran? Huh? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِدْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْنَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, don't send our hearts astray after you have guided us. Don't cause our hearts to stray. Don't allow our hearts to stray after you have guided us. And gift us rahmah from you. Give us your mercy. So anyway, as you read the Quran, that's a side point. As you read the Quran, I want you to pay attention to the places where the dua in the Quran, and notice that the Anbiya used to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that name, Rabbana, Rabbana. Because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rabb, has the same concept, it is the root of the word tarbiyah. That nurturing, that cultivating, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator, it is His providence that sustains the universe, that sustains mankind, manages the affairs. So they are calling upon that one, Ar-Rabb, for their guidance and to give them the good of this life and the hereafter. Most of the dua and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, starts off with Allahumma. Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing that servitude, because He is Allah. He is Al-Ma'bud, the one who is worshipped in truth, rightfully worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there is that meaning when you call upon Him, Allahumma, showing that you are His slave and that you recognize that. And every dua, in fact, is an indication of your servitude, because we only call upon the one who can give us, and He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma inni as'aluka. So let's get that part down, because a lot of du'as start like that. So it's just 3 words. Allahumma, I want to hear you say it. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Okay, S-L is from the root word sa'ala, which means to ask. So when you say S-L-U-K-A, I ask you. Okay, S-L-U-K-A. You know what Allahumma means, right? Oh Allah, you're calling upon Allah. Inni is a form of emphasis. Indeed I am. Okay, so Allahumma inni S-L-U-K-A. Let me hear you say it. Allahumma inni as'aluka. In the back, Allahumma inni as'aluka. Tayyib, good. Alright, so then there are four things. The first one is al-huda. Al-huda. What is al-huda? Guidance. It's the same as al-hidayah. Okay, so you ask Allah for guidance. I'll explain what it means in a minute, inshallah. Or give some a bit more detail. So you ask for al-huda and at-tuqa. At-tuqa, which is the same as taqwa. Which is the same as taqwa, which means what? What is taqwa? This is the month of taqwa. To have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a translation. It means a bit more. It means that you do the righteous deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do, and that you stay away from the forbidden things that He has prohibited you from doing. So you ask Allah for al-huda and at-tuqa. It's like this. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa. Al-huda wa tuqa. طيب, what is al-huda? Guidance. And at-tuqa. Okay, so you ask Allah to grant you fear of Him. Because that fear will result, that being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's another way you can translate it, as having, being God conscious, being always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is what is going to push you to do what He commanded you to do and to stay away from the haram. So let's just get this part down. Al-huda and at-tuqa, as some of the scholars who have explained this hadith have mentioned, when they're mentioned together, hidayah refers to beneficial knowledge, because that is what gives you guidance to the path, that you have to know what the path is. So you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for beneficial knowledge, hidayah, guidance, beneficial knowledge. At-tuqa is to do the righteous actions and to stay away from what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have prohibited. So when you say Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, is there someone else who can guide you? Is there someone else who can guide your heart other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Absolutely not. Yani, because there are some people, they know the truth, but they're not guided to it. Meaning they understand. For example, you may even have experience trying to talk to people about Islam. And you talk to them about Islam, and they don't find anything objectionable. They think that it sounds great. But there's something that prevents them from following the guidance. Either arrogance. They're too proud. She's a woman. She's too proud to put on hijab. So she says, I'm not going to be a Muslim. Or a man who fears that if he becomes a Muslim, then he won't get the promotion in his job that he wants. So he prefers the dunya over the hereafter. Or whatever. But they've seen what it is, but they... So it is a combination of that beneficial knowledge and being on that path. Guidance. Guidance. When you ask Allah for guidance, you are asking Him to increase you in knowledge of His religion so that you know at-tuqa. You know how to worship Him properly and to stay away from the things that He has prohibited us from doing. So, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa. Of course, at-tuqa, but you put a wow in front of it because that means and, right? Wa means and. Wa tuqa. Then we have the last two. Wal-afaf. Maybe you know a woman named Afaf. You ever heard of a... In the Arab world, they have many women named Afaf. What is Afaf? Pure? Okay, that's not a bad... translation, huh? Soft-minded? Well, afaf, yeah. Again? What do you say? I couldn't hear it. Contentment. Okay, that's actually closer to ghina. Al-afaf, but it's close, actually. It is close to that. Jazakallah khair. Al-iffa. Okay, so what does it... But iffa actually means to abstain from something. That's actually what iffa means. Which is why... A woman, for example, especially, who stays away, she keeps herself chaste. She stays away from from illicit relationships and these type of things, then she is considered to be afifa. Okay, so she has iffa, she's chaste. Why? Because she abstained from the forbidden. So that is actually what the word afaf means. It is al-kaf, yani to abstain from ma la yubah, yani to stay away from anything that is impermissible. So this is al-afaf. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afaf, you are asking Him to aid you in refraining from and having that self-constraint to stay away from those things which are not permissible for you to do. Okay? So that is al-afaf, chastity or virtue. Okay? And al-ghina, what is somebody who is ghani? Huh? Is rich, he's wealthy. Does, when you ask Allah for al-ghina here, are you asking Him for a lot of money? To make you have like the money of Qarun, for example. You want treasures that can fill up cities. Is that what you're asking for? Huh? Ahsant. Very good. Barakallahu feek. It is to make you feel rich. Because there are people, subhanAllah, who do not have a lot. But they are content. Like the brother mentioned. They are content. They're satisfied with what they have. That satisfaction is what brings about true happiness. There are other people who have so much. 10 cars. All of them luxury vehicles. You know what he wants? He wants another one. Because that one is old. He drove it for 3 weeks straight. So now he wants another one. He needs a new toy. And he's not happy. He's not happy. Though he has the wealth in his hand, he doesn't feel content in his heart, and therefore he's not happy. So when you ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for al-ghina, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Laysa al-ghina kathratu al-arad." It's not about having a lot of possessions. Walakin al-ghina ghina al-qalb. However, real wealth is the contentment of the heart. So you ask Allah to make you satisfied. That satisfaction does not mean that the Muslim does not have aspirations. As Muslims, we should have high aspirations. We should shoot high. Always. But whatever it is that Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed for you to get, after working diligently for whatever it is that you have, then you're satisfied with that. You become satisfied with that. And you ask Allah to give you that. Because if you do not have that, you do not have these four things, you will never have the success in this life or the hereafter. You won't be happy. Not in this life, and you won't get success in the hereafter. So you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afaf. What is al-afaf? Huh? To abstain from the impermissible. To be chaste. To be virtuous. Al-afaf and what? Wal-ghina. Wal-ghina. Let me hear you say it. Wal-ghina. Alright, who's going to say the whole thing for me?
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان